This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today is a hadith narrated by Al-Tirmidhi Al-Jami' Al-Nasa'i Fi Sunan Wa Ahmad Fi Musnadihi and Al-Hafidh Al-Mundari Fi Al-Targhib Wa Al-Tarhib, and it's an authentic hadith. It's been authenticated by the scholars of hadith, narrated by Nawas ibn Sam'an radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا وَعَنْ جَنَبَتَي الصِّرَاطِ سُورًا فِيهِمَا أَبْوَابٌ مُفَتَّحَةٌ عَلَيْهِمَا سُتُورٌ مُرْخَاهٌ وَعَلَى رَأْسِ الصِّرَاطِ دَاعٍ يَدْعُو يقول استقيموا على الصراط ولا تعوجوا وفوق ذلك يعني فوق الصراط داع يدعو كلما هم عبد أن يفتح شيئا من تلك الأبواب قال ويلك لا تفتحه فإنك إن تفتحه تلجه ثم فسر ذلك صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أما الصراط فهو الإسلام وأما الأبواب المفتحة فهي محارم الله وأما الستور المرخاة فهي حدود الله وأما الداعي على رأس الصراط فهو القرآن وأما الداعي من فوقه فهو واعظ الله في قلب كل مؤمن. In this great hadith, and this hadith requires a little bit of imagination from you to understand the example set forth, the parable set forth by our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set forth this example of a sirat, a straight path. وَعَنْ جَنَبَتَيْ الصِّرَاطِ سُورَانِ. On the sides of the straight path are two walls. فِيهِمَا أَبْوَابٌ مُفَتَّحَةٌ. In these two walls, you will find open doors. عليهما سطور أو عليهم سطور مرخاة. You will find curtains on these doors. And at the start of this sirat, at the start of this road, على رأس الصراط داع يدعو يقول استقيموا على الصراط ولا تعوجوا. There is a caller at the start of this straight path telling you, stay straight to the path and do not turn right or left. Do not look, do not be distracted by these doors. Do not go there or stick to the straight path that you have been ordered. And another caller from above is calling and saying, whenever a person tries to open one of these curtains, open one of these doors, this caller from above tells him, وَيْلَكَ لَا تَفْتَحْهُ فَإِنَّكَ إِن تَفْتَحْهُ تَلِجْهُ. Do not open this curtain. It will not stop there. For if you were to open this curtain, you will enter for sure. And so the Prophet ﷺ explained that this straight path is the Islam, the path of Islam. And these doors on the right and the left are the prohibitions, the maharim of Allah. And these curtains are the hudud, the limits that Allah has set forth for you on the straight path in Islam. And this caller to righteousness, the Prophet described two callers. One of these callers is at the start of the path, and one is calling from above. The one at the start of this path, the Prophet ﷺ says, is the Qur'an, telling you, stay straight to the path. Do not turn right or left. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ وَدَاعٍ فَوْقَ ذَلِكَ كُلَّمَا هَمَّ عَبْدٌ أَنْ يَفْتَحَ شَيْئًا مِنْ تِلْكَ الْأَبْوَابِ قَالَ وَيْلَكَ لَا تَفْتَحُ فَإِنَّكَ إِنْ تَفْتَحُ تَلِجْهُ. There will be another caller to righteousness in addition to the Qur'an, a caller from above. Every time a person wants to open one of these doors, this caller will whisper in his ear, will call to his heart and tell him, وَيْلَكَ, do not open this curtain. For if you open this curtain, you will surely enter. And this curtain is the prohibition of Allah subhanahu, is the limits set forth by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it could be anything that Allah has made haram on us, like zina, like riba, like backbiting, like a lot of other prohibitions that people engage in. It will not stop there. You may want to think to yourself, I'm strong enough. I'm just curious. I'll open this curtain and take a look what's behind it. It will not stop there. وَيْلَكَ لَا تَفْتَحُ فَإِنَّكَ إِن تَفْتَحُ تَلِجْهُ. If you open this curtain, you will surely enter. Kill that curiosity. Do not think what is behind it. When Adam was told, do not eat from this apple. This fruit. So Adam may have thought in his mind, I'm curious, what will happen? And then Shaitan comes along and says, you will be an angel. You will be immortal. And he may swear his oaths, وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَ لَمِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. You will be an angel. You will be immortal if you eat from this fruit. And Adam fell in the sin and ate from the fruit. And it's curiosity that sometimes will get us. Let us open, let us see. I'm strong enough. It will not hurt me. I will just see what's behind this curtain. وَيْلَكَ لَا تَفْتَحْهُ فَإِنَّكَ إِن تَفْتَحْهُ تَلِجْهُ. If you open it, you will surely enter. It will not stop there. And Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali connects this hadith with another hadith. I'll conclude really quickly with this. And he connects and says, for sure, the straight path, the sirat, on the Day of Judgment is linked to the straight path set forth in this hadith. And we all know the hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim, authenticated by all the scholars. يُضْرَبُ الصِّرَاطُ عَلَى ظَهْرَيْ جَهَنَّمُ. There will be a path on Jahannam, a straight sirat on Jahannam. وَتَكُونُ أُوَّلُ أُمَّةُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ أَوَّلُ مَنْ يُجِيزْ هَذَا الصِّرَاطُ. We will be the first of the Ummah to come across the straight bridge on top of Jahannam. And everybody will come according to his deeds. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَعْبُرُهُ كَالْبَرْقُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَعْدُ عَدْوًا أَوْ كَأَجَاوِيدِ الْخَيْلِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقَعُ فَيَقُومُ فَيَقَعُ وَيَقُومُ. كُلُّ وَاحْدٍ بِحَسْبِ ذُنُوبِهِ يَجْتَازُ هَذَا الصِّرَاطِ. At the end of the day, there will be one of three people passing the sirat on the Day of Judgment. The sirat will have kalalib, swings of hooks that hit people who try to come across it on the Day of Judgment. Every single person will see these kalalib, these hooks that sway. And at the end of the day, all of us will pass through the sirat and it will be one of three types. Fanajin musallam, أو مخدوش أو مكدوس في نار جهنم. نسأل الله السلام. And so all of us, when we pass through the sirat, will be according to our deeds, one of three types. Either we are saved and we pass without injury, or we are injured by these hooks according to our deeds, but at the end of the day saved to the other side, or hit and fallen into Jahannam. And so he said, whomsoever, Ibn Rajab, indulges in these maharim on the sides of the sirat and does not make tawbah and indulges in them till the day of his death, then certainly will be hit by these swaying hooks on the sirat on the Day of Judgment. روى النواس بن سمعان في حديثه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ضرب الله مثلا صراطا مستقيما وعن جنبتي الصراط سوران فيهما أبواب مفتحة وعلى الأبواب ستور مرخاة وعلى رأس الصراط داع يدعو يقول استقيموا على الصراط ولا تعوجوا وفوق ذلك داع يدعو كلما هم عبد أن يفتح شيئا من تلك الأبواب قال له ويلك لا تفتحه فإنك إن تفتحه تلجه. وفسره صلى الله عليه وسلم بأن الصراط هو الإسلام وأن الأبواب المفتحة محارم الله وأن السطور المرخاة حدود الله وأن الداعي على رأس الصراط هو القرآن وأن الداعي فوقه هو واعظ الله في قلب كل مؤمن. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. وصلي اللهم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.